Council is seeking an urgent release of the public health directions regarding the specific rules which will underpin the state's planned unvaccinated restrictions on Council's workforce, our local businesses, our tourism operators and the wider Noosa community. It's very difficult for businesses to make workable plans with the limited information that is currently being provided.
Can you tell me some of the concerns when that border opens, as Noosa is such an iconic tourist destination? What are some of the difficulties these business owners and operators are facing?
Look, our business owners and operators have faced 18 months of hardship, you know, of turmoil, of decreased revenue, of loss of staff. But when the borders open later in December, our business community is increasingly concerned at the expectations that will be placed on them and the adverse impacts that these proposed conditions could have on our local economic recovery. So how will these new measures be enforced? How do operators monitor the situation? All those things we need details of from the state government to provide a level of comfort to our business community and for us to be able to answer the questions that our community are demanding.
So one of the things we've been covering here at ABC Sunshine Coast is how people police whether vaccinated or unvaccinated people prove their status while they're coming into a business. Is this one of the main concerns as well?
It's one of the concerns, absolutely. I mean, I was in a business today, a local business, that it is retail and it is also food. So the retail can remain open for people who are unvaccinated working there, but the food can't. Now, this is under the same roof. They're a metre and a half, 2 metres away from each other, those are counters. So, I mean, what happens there? Who polices that? Who monitors that? Who is the frontline worker for our businesses, you know, asking people about, you know, their vaccination passports or where's their proof of their evidence? These are the questions that our business community need answers to.
One of the things we've also been exploring is the legality of who is responsible should the worst happen and COVID run rife within our community. And you catch it at a spot that is having difficulty determining whose responsibility it is to police COVID.
We're getting absolutely inundated, all councillors, myself and no doubt our state member, about the concerns about this. It seems to be that there's this division, you know, there's the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, but we're not just getting the pleas and the cries now from the unvaccinated, we're getting it from our business community, from people who work in our facilities, from our workers, our accommodation providers. You know, I got an email today from someone saying they're going to the chiropractor today because they've got a bad shoulder, but the chiropractor is having to close down as of December 17 because of these guidelines and these rules. So what we really need, and we understand and appreciate that this is a very challenging situation for the state government, but we need clear guidance and we need it as soon as possible because we need that guidance for our businesses, our business community and our residents as a whole. And I imagine other councils are doing the same thing. We are calling on the urgent release of those public health directions and we are calling on them so we can enable all the questions that are being posed to us from our business community and from our residents. So, as I said, we come back to the fact that our business community is increasingly concerned at the expectations placed on them and the adverse impacts that these proposed conditions could have on our local economic recovery. Now, this is a shire, and we are a shire, that has really struggled with COVID. We're a tourism destination, and I keep saying this, but it's true. At the height of COVID, we lost 1,200 jobs on Hastings Street alone. But we've bounced back and we've bounced back well. But our businesses, you know, really need clarification. They need support. They need guidelines and they need answers and they need them quickly.